Hello, it's the 21st of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Football's main event, the 2022 World Cup, kicked off yesterday in Qatar. Bedford venues, including the Gordon Arms on Castle Road and Brewpoint at the top of Clapham Road, have shrugged off any controversy and will be showing the games on large TV screens. Gareth Barber, the owner of Esquires in Bromham Road, has decided to take a pass. Esquires' social media post stated that human rights abuses and the host country's negative attitude towards the LGBTQ plus community could not be overlooked. Mr. Barber said, "We don't want to profit out of an event that has used slave labour. The well-documented laws and regulations in Qatar go against everything I want the venue to stand for. During this time, the pub and nightclub will instead be raising funds for an LGBTQ plus charity." The arcade between connecting Bedford's High Street and Harper Street is searching for a seasonal pop-up shop to complement its existing retailers. An arcade spokesperson said it would welcome a performance group, a gallery, a charity perhaps offering a grotto and a gift wrapping service. A report issued by His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue Services pointed to concerns surrounding the vetting of Beds police officers and also potential police corruption. IT systems incompatibly between the vetting department and human resources was largely blamed for the lack of update vetting clearance information and would have to be improved. The document also focused on officers who abuse their position for purpose of sexual favour, which is currently being addressed through additional training. Fred Young, known as Luton Town's favourite fan, passed away peacefully last Thursday. He was both celebrated and mourned by members of the football club. Young, who was 102 years old, supported his team for 80 years. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.